doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
And we are back, Pharrell, coast to coast on a pain-free Friday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you along with us as we start this second hour. We're keeping our eye on the golf. We have a lot of baseball in this hour that we need to get to. Plenty to do, Cam, but I do have a couple of more things from last night to go over with you. First of all, the Red Sox end up splitting the four games with the Guardians. Not as many runs as I was hoping for. 4-2 last night. Xander Bogaerts showing up and doing the damage. A three-run jack on Nesson to put the Sox ahead.
Bogaerts with only one home run this month.
Let's make it two right here.
Yeah, this would be a wonderful time here.
It would be a great time.
Oh. High shot, deep drive, back it goes, yes!
Xander Bogaerts going yard.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Go buy, how about your boy? He only has one this month. Could use another one. Did you know, Cam, that the LIV Golf has their own rules expert, too? They've even got a rules guy. Tony Zerpoli. Remember old Tony? Tony Zerpoli, the rules expert for the LIV Golf. They just punched him up here as Dustin Johnson is. He's like on the highway out here outside of on the New Jersey Turnpike. He is nowhere near the course. And Tony Zerpoli came on to try to give everybody the breakdown for it. Man, LIV Golf, they've got something cooking here, that's for sure. Astros beat the Mariners last night 4-2. Alex Bregman had a homer earlier in the game, the go-ahead RBI double in the eighth to put them ahead on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
That ball hit pretty well to left field. Back goes Winker, still going back. That ball's off the fence. Here comes Yuli. He's going to score. 3-2 Astros. Breggy with an RBI double.
They just can't beat him, Cam. Like, they just can't beat him. As well as they're playing, they can't beat the Astros.
And I'm betting the Mariners tonight. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart. Let's go against the Astros, who never lose to the Mariners. I got a vibe with Robbie Ray. You know what, though? This is it, Carver. This is the last time. I'm kind of with you. If we don't get it this time, you have to put a line through it, Billy Madison style. Well, like, I'm done, right? Let's go.
Well, I told Sharapan before our plans for tonight that me and you are going in one more time with the Mariners, and he said we're nuts for trying to go in after, for going after Verlander tonight. He said we're wasting our time. Why are you you're picking the night to go after Verlander? I said, oh, come on.
That's great. Yeah, you guys are wasting your time. Just go outside and burn the money. Okay. Now, you know what? No, I got a good feeling tonight. Robbie Ray pitches well. Come on. It's a good price, Carver. We got to stay confident. Let's go.
It is a good price. The Dodgers whacked the Rockies last night, 13-0. Sure, so much for all those trends that the Rockies played well against the Dodgers at home this year. Dodgers gave them the business, included in all of the runs that they scored. A two-run double from Freddie Freeman on Sportsnet LA.
Freddie Freeman yanks a base hit down the right field line. That'll trickle towards the corner where Randall Grichuk runs it down. One run is in. Here comes Betts. He'll score without a throw. Two-run double, Freddie Freeman.
Nothing like a good old beating to get it going in Colorado this weekend for the Dodgers, Cam. They did not let up.
Hey, Carver, the thing was, that was everybody's trendy pick, too. Oh, Rockies, they own these guys, this, that, and the other. What was the stats we had? The pitcher, 0-4 against these guys. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
The trend is your friend sometimes, but all streaks come to an end. So I'll give Morenci credit. A lot of, like, our cappers and these sharps. Oh, Colorado, Colorado, Colorado. I should have listened to him. Stupid pick with Colorado.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver Ryan, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix here tonight with us. Cam, last night in Anaheim, Ohtani was at it again, and it's the same as always. Ohtani pitches pretty good. 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, 8 hits. That's not great, but gave up the long ball, and they lost. Nathaniel Lowe on Bally Sports Southwest did the damage.
Ooh, this ball hit hard. Out to right field, carrying toward the wall. It is gone! Nathaniel Lowe with a home run. 15th of the year. And the Rangers get that first run of the night.
Yeah, Cam, all that really matters is that he got over the 8.5. That's all that really
I agree.
Matters.
That's why you can't bet the Angels at -220. It doesn't matter if Ohtani's pitching, hitting, whatever. The rest of the team stinks, and they should never be favored that much. It's that simple.
Yeah, me and Joe were able to get him in like the first or second inning last night when we started the radio show. We went +178. All right, let's go. Let's get on the Rangers here. And sure enough, they were able to come through for us. The Giants beat the Cubbies 4-2 last night. The steel mill and the wood chipper. Steel mill could not get anything going there. The Orioles beat the Rays 3-0. Now, later on, Cam, before we do all of tonight's games, we have to at least play. Did you see the Mancini inside the park homer off the guy's head in right field?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that yesterday?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have to play that later on. That'll be the last thing we do before we get into tonight's games because it was too good. Probably his last, you know, at bat at Camden Yards, too. He's going to get traded by Tuesday, most likely. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver Ryan, Cam in for Scotty. We will come back. Dr. David Chow, Friday as always.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High in for Scotty. He will be back on Monday right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio every Friday. Here on Coast to Coast, of course, we talk to the good doctor, Dr. David Chow, Sports Injury Central. Follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. And, Doc, the busy season is officially here. I mean, this is it for the Pro Football Doc. Training camp has started, and I was just saying to you in the break, it's like I can't even keep up with it by the hour. We've already got guys filing into the trainer's room. It must be the start of the NFL season, Doc.
No question. And, you know, just don't tell my wife that, right? Because I'm actually on vacation here and working. Why can't Scott be on vacation and work? Come on. No. As we said in this Monday's podcast, the start of the regular season with training camp is the start of bad news season, unfortunately. Why? Number one, obviously, as players get together, injuries start to happen. Ryan Jensen in Tampa, Mika Hyde. But also news of injuries that weren't reported in the offseason happened. Jamal Adams and his fingers, et cetera. And then you have the PUP announcements and, you know, the optimism starts to wane. And so it's just unfortunately the way it is. It's bad news season. And at Sports Injury Central, one of the most useful tools is the PUP tracker, which players are on PUP, which have come off, and the predictions of when they might, as well as the six scores, all at sicscore.com.
Let's take a couple of those that you just mentioned here, since they haven't happened in the last 90 minutes and we maybe have a little bit more information on them than others. You mentioned Ryan Jensen, of course, the starting center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the thing here, Doc, was that's the rare training camp injury where you actually had some footage to look at, because usually with training camp, you don't always get a look when a guy gets hurt or gets carted off. You did with Jensen.
Well, thanks to some of the beat reporters, this, I think, was Joe Buck's fan that was there. Yeah, we got some video. It was distanced from his cell phone at ground level. There wasn't an overhead. There wasn't an end zone in a sideline. It wasn't the regular TV replays. But this is why you're taught to keep your feet in training camp. Stay off the ground. Someone got blocked into Ryan Jensen's left leg as he was standing there. We're worried for sure about a significant MCL. We're hopeful that he avoids an ACL, and he might have a small tibial plateau fracture in addition. The Bucs have been mum about what it is so far. They have indicated he's going to be out for months. They're hopeful he'll be back this season. Does this open up a signing of J.C. Tretter? Is there another roster move? Who knows? The team already knows what he has. They're just not telling the world yet and figuring out their next move.
Well, teams love to do that, Doc, in every sport. They love the cloak and dagger when it comes to injuries. Jamal Adams' broken finger, it actually sounds like, and I saw you retweet an old tweet, it sounds like he's had a bunch of broken fingers before that maybe have been unaccounted for on the injury report.
Well, and my point in the tweet is the report was he's dislocated one finger 10 times and another 12 times this last season. Yet he was never on the injury report. That's not illegal. The Seahawks will not get fined for it. This is league-wide. If you think what's on the official injury report is all that the team docs are treating, look, you have five athletic trainers, physical therapists, and at least three team physicians traveling on every trip. Are they really just taking care of three or four people? I mean, there's just a lot more to it. And it's every team, and it's not illegal. And look, the norm in the NFL is if a player dislocates his finger, he himself or a vet on the field pulls on it, puts it back in, and they don't even come to the sideline. And you only hear about it later on at best. And that's when I was on the sideline. Very rarely did I reduce a finger. It's only because it didn't go back in when the vet pulled on it. But that's just the way of the world in the NFL.
As you mentioned before, the PUP list is something that you really need to keep an eye on. Go and do that at Sports Injury Central, because guys go on, guys go off. You've even reminded people, even though a guy comes off of the PUP list right now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is 100% healthy. One of those guys is Michael Thomas, wide receiver of the Saints, who hasn't played in 18 months. We've talked about him a billion times here on Coast to Coast with you, whether it was being too late getting that surgery, not playing at all last year. In fact, Doc, was Michael Thomas, after coming off the PUP list, was he going after you on Twitter, Doc? Because we'll go after Mike. We got your back, Doc. I saw Mike going after maybe you on Twitter.
I don't know, Mr. Thomas. And if he wants to come after me, I'd invite him on my podcast, and he can come out after me directly. There's no question that I'm doctoring / making opinions from afar. I hope he proves us all wrong. But we certainly have been correct saying that he didn't pass a physical for minicamp. He did not pass a physical for the start of the season. Okay, he's passed the physical now, but it doesn't mean he's 100%. My point is, if you couldn't pass a physical after 18 months, what's going to change in 3 days? Are you all of a sudden 100%? No. Is he NFL worthy? Of course. Is he a great athlete? Of course. Is he going to be all himself? Like, for example, our six score for him for the season is 59. So if you're expecting Michael Thomas to have a 1,000-yard season, look, his last full healthy season, he gained 1,700 yards. 59% of that would be 1,000 yards. Do you think he's gaining 1,700 yards this season? 1,000 would be a good season for him. And I hope he gets it. But, and by the way, he came after, Carver, he came after fantasy doctors. And I would say, A, I don't do a lot of fantasy. B, I'm not a fantasy doctor. I'm, quote, a real doctor, so to speak. So maybe he wasn't coming after me. But it's all good fun, so we love it.
You're a real doctor, of course. You just play a fantasy doctor on social media. That's how that's how.
Or
we
I
do
stayed
it,
in
doc.
A Holiday Inn Express last night. I'm in a hotel room here.
If there was, you probably never want your star quarterback to get their appendix taken out, but I guess at the very start of training camp would be the one time that it would be okay, not like, say, week three or four of the regular season. Probably the better time if it was going to happen.
And that's probably why they did it. First of all, it's going to be laparoscopic. It wasn't burst. It wasn't an emergency. They schedule it for the next day. I mean, appendectomies can be emergencies. That told me it was inflammation. Sometimes you can clear that up and cure it with antibiotics, but then it can come back. So aren't you just better off taking out the, quote, useless appendix and then moving forward? He'll be back in 2 weeks, well ahead of the regular season. Look, last year he had a great year coming off that ACL, and he only played 3 snaps in the preseason. They made it to the Super Bowl. What does he really need to do? He'll be fine. No worries on Joe Burrow.
If there's a lot of people, Doc, who are looking at some footage of their favorite team at training camp here this week, they're probably noticing something for the first time. The Guardian cap, which a lot of the players, I think it's the linemen, the linebackers, it's not everybody, but certain positions are wearing that Guardian cap on their head. Now mandatory, Doc. I know that a lot of guys in the NFL have wanted that put through for a while.
Well, it's an interesting thing. We, at Six Score, we wrote an article on April 1st, mind you, that the NFL maybe has done a new sponsorship with Pillow Pets, and we put Pillow Pets on people's helmets. That's what these things kind of look like, right? J.J. Watt made fun of it. Jason Kelce, the center of the Eagles, is awesome. He put bubble wrap on top of his Guardian cap. And I guess that's for some extra pop as he comes off the line of the scrimmage. Look, it diminishes the concussion forces or in repetitive blows, maybe. It's not going to be used in games because guess what? The helmets are slick, right? And the forces can glance off, and that helps. These caps are stickier, so there's a downside. And there's a little bit of a vision thing, too, because the straps come down right within your eyesight. Right. I mean, look, if you ever worn a new pair of glasses or sunglasses, it's a little different, you know, when you put them on. Yeah. Your peripheral vision, if anything's in it. I mean, it's good moves by the NFL. They're trying. It does look funny, though.
I've got 30 seconds left, Doc. Answer me this. What is the deal with Mike Trout's back? I mean, is that something much, people are supposed to be worried? What's going on?
Much ado about nothing. That's a respected spine surgeon. He says he hasn't seen that a lot. I have. Our other doctors at Six Score have. It will not end his career. He will be back this season. Don't worry about it, Angels fans. He'll get through it.
Doc, go back to having some fun. Take a dip in the pool. Have a cold one for me, buddy. Thanks for joining us, as always. Scotty's back next week. There he is, Dr. David Chow at Pro Football Doc, Sports Injury Central. We're back on Coast to Coast right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a pain-free Friday. Carver High and Cam Stewart.
Man, what are you
in
talking about?
Lots of pain.
The opposite of a pain-free Friday. I got pains everywhere.
Here's,
my back, my head, my golfers, my friggin' setup. There's a lot of pain, Carver. It's not a pain-free Friday.
Pain.
That's a lie.
Here's how much pain Cam is in right now. During the break, Cam says, "We're on to Saratoga." He's done with the golf. We're on to Saratoga, baby.
We're buying
to
Saratoga, baby. My backyard, you guys, New York, baby. Let's rock. I'm in a four-legged friend because the ones with two legs can't putt. Cam Davis. I wanted to send him back to Australia.
Oh, God. Boy. Patrick Reed now with a one-shot lead at the Bedminster live event. That's it. Yeah. Graham McDowell from about 70 feet on the green. Wow, suddenly Graham McDowell could putt once he's got a few bucks in his pocket, Cam. Look out.
Yeah, exactly.
Graham making some long putts. It's good to see. I will let you know.
Giving people stock tips, Graham McDowell. What happened to that guy? He used to be pretty cool. He's got like a bar. You like him, Carver. He's got like an Irish setup in his bar. He's got like the Guinness and stuff.
I like Graham McDowell. I'd like him to, I do.
I like him too. I wish he'd invite me over for a drink. He's got a really cool bar in his place. I guess it's amazing.
Cam, I also need to remind you, while you have turned your attention to horses and everybody at home, that they need to stay on the grid all day. Even when you're not tuned in, all you got to do is follow us on Twitter, at SportsGrid, at SportsGridTV. You get clips from the shows. You get updated odds. You get breaking news. You get everything you could ever possibly want from a social media account right there. Tremendous. Follow them on Twitter, at SportsGrid. Us on Twitter, at SportsGrid. And at SportsGridTV. Okay, Cam, before we get to a very large slate of MLB tonight, I promised you one of the plays of the year in Major League Baseball, and that was the Trey Mancini inside the park home run off the dude's melon out in right field. Here it is on Masson yesterday.
In the air to right. Low will drip back. Low doesn't see it. Low lost the ball. Here comes Hayes. Trey's going to go to third. Trey's going to be waved home. Here comes Mancini. He is
safe.
Safe. Safe. Safe. A fairy tale has come to life.
Well, I can tell you this, if it's his last home at bat, it will be one he will never, ever forget.
Boy.
And neither will the fans here in Baltimore.
Look, I know, Cam, that Trey Mancini, he means a lot to the Oriole faithful down there in Baltimore. But we need to pump the brakes a little bit on the Trey Mancini stuff. We got to... I mean, he's
fairy
not
tale.
Juan Soto getting traded here. The fairy tale story. Final at bat at Camden Yards. Hits a ball off a guy's head in right field for the inside the park home run. Good for Trey. Could be in New York next week. You never know. The Mets have some interest in Trey Mancini. Let's get to tonight, Cam, and cash some tickets. We'll start with those Orioles. They open up a series in Cincinnati against the Reds tonight. Miner is going for the Reds. Bradish for the Orioles. Orioles the road favorite, -122. Reds plus +104. Total of 10 at the Great American Ballpark tonight.
That's a no. That total's justified. The Reds have been hitting the ball. They're giving up runs. The Orioles can rake. You know, I kind of lean over in that spot. What about you, Carver? You like a side there? Would you take a shot with the O's? But the Reds are. I tell you one thing about Cincy. They're hitting the ball.
Since he's been a little sneaky the past few, honestly, Cam, ever since they started 3-21, Cincinnati actually, they haven't been awful. Like they've had some wins over some good teams. They've taken some series from some decent teams. They score a lot of runs. Drury has been hitting the ball a ton. India, everybody in that lineup. I will go Orioles tonight, though, -122, and I would dabble towards that over. You know what I might like there, Cam? Maybe that's one of those ones where we watch it live and maybe we can get maybe a scoreless first, and we can get that total down to 8.5 in the second inning or something like that, and then maybe try to pounce on it there. Good strategy. Mets and the Marlins in Miami tonight. The Basset Hound going up against Sandy Alcantara. -120 for the Mets, +102 for the Marlins. That has been very rare when Alcantara's on the mound. And the low total of the night, we've got a few of them, 6.5 for this game tonight, Cam.
Well, Carver, this is what we're here for, telling people alternate ways to take a game. Me and you both did it in the MGM props segment. You take the Marlins to win, we get 7.5 instead of 6.5, and it's +210. Sign me up. Marlins under the prop play. I don't even need to worry about this game. That's exactly what I like, and we're getting a +210. Don't have to screw around with a 6.5 total.
Yep, you're getting a little alt on the run line. We're adding a run to the pregame total, so giving ourselves a little bit of cushion there. And we're having we're backing the best pitcher in the National League so far this year in Alcantara. I like the way that that looks. Royals and the Yankees again tonight in the Bronx. Gerrit Cole takes the ball for the Yankees. Bubich is going for the Royals. This has actually gotten up now, Cam. This is to the second. -405 for the Yankees tonight on the money line. Total of 8.5. So the Royals +320 on the money line.
Yeah, that's why you wake up early, Carver. It's good that you have children. Daddy, daddy, wake up. Yeah, get those Yankees
bets
in. Wasn't
much sleep last
night, Cam. Save
yourself
a dollar.
Wasn't much sleep last night, I can tell you that.
Baby Carver's got a case of colic. My mom told me she wanted to throw me out the window when I was a kid. The only thing that would shut me up was the neighbor's canary. I like the Yankees parlay. That's what I like, the Yankees parlay. I can't do anything else. Actually, Bubich, his middle name is lighter fluid. So don't be surprised if how many are they going to get tonight, you think, Carver? What's the number?
I think the Yankees can clear the total by themselves tonight. They've been very sleepy with the bats in the last week. They're not going to be quiet forever. They're due for a bust out. 1-0 game last night. Maybe that total should be a little higher. If not for that 1-0 game, I think that that's probably a good place to go. The Phillies are in Pittsburgh again against the Pirates tonight. Falter and Quintana are the pitchers, -120 road favorite for Philadelphia. This total a +8 going into tonight.
I didn't like what I saw from the Phillies at the end of that game. They got it done. I might take a shot with the Pirates. This could be a spot to take the dog. It's a horrible game, as we mentioned. It's a steaming pile of crap, but you know what? I lean Pittsburgh.
Also tonight, I am leaning Pittsburgh as well. Phillies were very scary in the back end of that game. I think that the Pirates will be able to get him. Quintana could be making his last start for the Pirates also. He is rumored to potentially be on the move. Next up, the Redbirds, the Cardinals, after being in Toronto this week, they're going to get their big boppers back. Goldschmidt and Arenado back in the lineup as they go to D.C. to take on the Nationals. I lost that game already, Cam. Look at that. Mikolas is going for the Cards. Anibal Sanchez for the Nationals. -172 for St. Louis, +144 for the Nats. This total a +9 tonight, Cam.
I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. That the Nationals have actually been playing a little bit better. I'm not laying +182 with the Cardinals. No thanks. Probably going to pass on that one.
I will probably take the Cardinals on the run line tonight, Cam. Sanchez, a little bit of a gas can. I think that Arenado and Goldschmidt back in the lineup, they're going to be able to do some damage. Detroit and Toronto, game two of a 4-game set up at Rogers. Did I see today, what are they remodeling the place, Cam? They're doing little renovations up there in Toronto to the building? What are they doing up there? Look at this price.
It looks the same to me. It looks that me and Moretti is just tweeting about it. Like, for $300 million, what do I get? Like, it doesn't even look like they're doing anything. It needs more than remodeling. We need a new damn stadium. But anyway, about the game tonight, I like the Jays
Noah's
to double
going.
The Tigers tonight. The Tigers. What? So what are you saying, Carver?
Manoah is going for the Jays tonight.
Oh, yes.
minus 360 for the Blue Jays tonight. Jeez.
I'm a fan, and that number is horrible. It has to be played on the run line and parlayed. You, if you want to lay that juice, you're rich. I'm not. So I think they murder him tonight with Manoah, though.
We have Cleveland, after splitting the four games in Boston and Fenway, now go to the Trop to take on the Rays. Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber, on the mound for Cleveland tonight. Springs will be getting the ball first for the Rays. Minus 118 for them. Another low total here, a flat seven. I even saw some six and a halves around this morning for this total, Cam, which I get it for Bieber, but not so much on the other side.
I agree, and for the in the Marlins game with two good pitchers, that one makes sense. But this seven, no, that's too low. I lean Rays in this spot, but I don't like that game. Probably won't play it.
Red Sox still at home. They have the Brewers coming in for an interleague series. Brandon Woodruff, who has not been that great this year for Milwaukee, Davis gets the start for the Sox. Brewers minus 172, the road favorite. Sox plus 144, total of 9. I'm on the under tonight, Cam, believe it or not. Under for the Brewers and the Sox.
You know what? I like that. That's a contrarian play. You think it's going to go over? I think the pitching's going to be better than expected. I like that, Carver. It's hard to take an under at 9 at Fenway, but I think you're barking up the right tree with that pick.
We will come back. We have more games to get to tonight, some NFL as well. Pharrell, Coast to Coast, Carver High, and Cam Frascati. Back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And we're back, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody with us here today. All right, Cam, we have a couple of other games still to get through for baseball tonight. Arizona coming off a sweep of the Giants at home. They go to Atlanta to take on the Braves tonight. Madison Bumgarner getting the ball. Wright is going for Atlanta, who are minus 220. Jeez, Cam, there is a lot of heavy lumber on the card tonight, all over the place.
It's tough. I don't know what we're going to do with this game. I'm not going to lay 220 with the Braves. I like Kyle Wright, but, you know, Mad Bum can still kind of deal. That price, that seems a little bit too rich. So I don't know if you want to take a shot with the Snakes, but, you know, Atlanta, as we talked about, it has to be run-lined or parlayed. You can't lay that type of juice.
Definitely cannot. And we got to figure out which ones we're actually going to go with here, because there's so many huge favorites that if we're going to do our trio, the hat trick like we did last night with the Phillies, Yankees, and Blue Jays, I'm not sure, Cam, right now where we're going to go, because there is so much heavy lumber out there on the board. The Athletics, after sweeping the Astros, are in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. The White Sox have Lance Lynn on the mound. James Kaprielian, also known as James Gascan for Oakland, minus 198 for the Sox. This total now at 8.5. I love the over in this game tonight, Cam.
I love the over as well. And I'm going to take a shot with the Caprillion candidate there. Hey, huge dogs. Oakland's playing better. Do you know these guys are 7-3 in their last 10 games? No offense. Lance Lynn and the White Sox should not be $2 favorites there. Small play on Oakland, probably the +1.5 as well. Cut it with a Ginsu cover right down the middle, +1.5. Sprinkle money line. Go A's.
And not only, Cam, are they winning baseball games, they're scoring a lot of runs, which is why I really like them in this spot. I think that both teams are going to be able to put some on the board. Mariners and the Astros. Here we go, Cam. The one we've been talking about a lot here today. Last stand at the OK Corral for me. Robbie Ray goes for Seattle. Justin Verlander for the Stros. Now -184. Mariners +154. Total of 7.5. It was 7 earlier today.
Yeah, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results. Well, I guess we're insane, Carver, because I'm going to give the Mariners one last kick at the can. Give me Robbie Ray. He shows up tonight. I know you like the strikeouts over. Go M's. Mariners, please.
I'm doing it too. +154 with the M's. I'm taking one last shot. Probably nuts to do it against Verlander, but we're going to try. The Dodgers are in Colorado against the Rockies again tonight. Urias is going for LA. Chad, you're so cool for the Rockies. The Dodgers are -230. The Rockies at +190. Total down to 11.5 from 12 earlier in the day.
Are we going to light one up? A nice, smooth, cool. There we go. Yeah, refreshing menthol smokes. I don't know what to do. The Dodgers, are they going to let up again? I can't. You know what? Dodgers are nothing. The Dodgers are nothing in parlay. That's our third leg.
We might have to take an alt for the Dodgers tonight, Cam. Like -3.5, -4.5. I mean, we might have to find a way to get ourselves a better price at some point. It's a lot, dude. I mean, that's 230. Even the -1.5's -152. The Rangers are in Anaheim against the Angels. Martin Perez goes against Sandoval. -112 for the Rangers, -104 for the Angels. 7.5 is the total in this one tonight.
I like the Rangers tonight. I think this is a good spot. I don't trust the Angels. I don't trust their scoring. I don't trust anything about these guys. And Perez is a decent pitcher. So give me the Texas Rangers to get it done tonight. Fair price.
I'm on the Rangers too, Cam. I'm going back to them after beating Otani last night. I am going to stick with them to get it done. Minnesota in San Diego. Ryan against Blake Snell. -132 for the Padres, +112 for Minnesota. This total now at 7.5. I like the Twinkies tonight, Cam.
So do I. I think the Twinkies are... That's a short price. I think they're trying to attract San Diego money. There's something to be said about the Twins at +108 in this spot. I'm with you, Carver. Win, Twins. Let's go.
And the Cubbies, once again, are in the Bay Area to take on the Giants tonight. Marcus Stroman and Alex Cobb, -136 now for San Francisco, +116 for the Cubs. 7.5 is the total. I tried the over last night, Cam. They teased me with the 4-2 game. They got to 6 around the 6th or 7th inning, and then they just couldn't get me across the finish line. I'm going to try again tonight with Stroman out there.
I don't trust Marcus Stroman. I'll take a shot with the Giants. I don't like the price, but you know what? I think they win the game. Different team at home, Carver, and when they're not playing the Dodgers. So I'll take a shot with the Giants. Small play.
There you go. The night in Major League Baseball. We are going to try to get you a lot of tickets with the games and, of course, all the props that we did earlier in the show. Let's go and get it. NFL now, Cam. And yesterday we were talking about Kyler Murray and the 48 hours of craziness for him with the story getting out that he had the clause in his contract about the 4 hours of independent film study. Well, all of that pressure and all of the bad press that was out for the last day, the Cardinals take it out of the contract, Cam. You believe that? They said, all right, you know what? Let's forget about this. Let's make Kyler happy. He was clearly upset yesterday after seeing the distraction it created. You created the distraction. You're the ones who put the clause in the contract. We removed the addendum from the contract, it was clearly perceived in ways that were not never intended. No, it wasn't. He doesn't watch film, and you tried to make him. Why are they beating around the bush here, Cam? Just say it.
Great call by you too, Carver. Another thing, you guys just made it worse. You could have let the story die now. Oh, we're going to take out the contract. So now people are going to keep on continuing to talk about this thing. And Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, you can't have the inmates running the asylum, bro. Somebody's got to step up here. This is ridiculous. This has been a nasty, nasty 48 hours for the Arizona Cardinals. Like, this is, we shouldn't be talking about this stuff, Carver. Handled very poorly on all sides.
Handled extremely poorly. It's amazing. Because this now, it's like you said, they think that this goes away because they took it out of the contract. It never goes away. The damage has been done. Everybody that covers that team and everybody that's a fan team knows, Cam, that he's upset, that everybody knows or perceives that he doesn't watch film. The team looks bad. I think they look worse for taking it out. I think they, for them going back and being like, all right, you know what? We're going to bow down. We're going to take that out of the contract. You know, they start, let's just say, 2-4 with no Hopkins. They start the season 2-4. What do you think the story is going to be? Hey, Kyler, you watching the film? You've been watching the film? You guys are off to a bad start. It's always going to be there for him now.
You said it. This story now, that's the lead all the time. That's the problem when you do something like this. Week one, bad game, didn't watch film. Another one, it looked very unprepared this week. It's a disaster, Carver. It's something, honest to God, Arizona better come out of the gate hot. That's the only way you could gas this story. You have to, like, come out and, bam, do real good off the top. See, I am watching film, that type of thing. Because if they get slaughtered in games, this story's just going to get worse.
Give me the under 8.5, Cam. Give me the under 8.5.
You're very, very low on the birds. Cheap.
You have
no time for the Cardinals. Wow.
How about your Seahawks? DK Metcalf gets his bag. $76 million for DK. I was saying earlier, Cam, I'm glad that he got the contract now, considering the tumble that his numbers might take with Geno Smith and Drew Lock throwing him the football this year. That's why he wanted to get paid so bad. He didn't want the numbers to go down.
No, it's crazy. And see the guaranteed money in the deal, the percentage is absolutely ludicrous compared to the deal in itself. They got nobody throwing them the ball either, Carver. I guess, I don't know, people are talking trade capital moving forward, but I guess you have to pay the man because they eventually are next year. If they ride this quarterback situation out with Locke, Geno Smith, whatever, a quarterback next year, number one on the list. If they don't get one, everybody in the organization should be canned.
Well, I think that honestly, Cam, isn't that the way that they should be operating right now? Like, neither of these guys are the answer. Even if you traded for some vet. And look, it's been a long time. Carroll and Russell Wilson had a great run in Seattle.
They got
a Super Bowl title. You probably should have had two, as we know, with the dopey play at the goal line against the Pats. But if they just go in the tank this year, and I know nobody ever goes in the tank. I get it. Nobody ever wants to do it. But there's two potential franchise quarterbacks, better than the last 2 years, that's going to be available possibly. Lawrence hasn't shown me enough yet. But having Stroud and Bryce Young at the top of that draft, if the Seahawks go completely in the tank, Cam, that's a good thing for them.
Yeah, I agree. And this is the thing, too. You know, this year's a lost cause. They're going to run Walker. They have, you know, even with Metcalf, the weapons. Already the injuries. You see Jamal Adams. He's got finger concerns and all this other stuff. It's been a horrible offseason for Seattle. This team has major, major problems. I'm with you, Carver. They're probably going to be, in my opinion, the second or third worst team in the NFL. Atlanta's probably up there. Seattle's up there. The Bears and Houston.
Yeah, I think that's the Furious Five right there, Cam. I think Seattle, Chicago, Atlanta, Houston. We could find maybe one more to throw in there in the mix. Those are going to be bad, bad football teams coming into this season. How about we were saying earlier that McDowell makes 50-foot putts now. So does Lee Westwood, by the way, Cam. Another guy gets a whole big bag of money, and he's draining putts from 50 feet out here in New Jersey. Lee Westwood getting it done in the LIV Tour right now. Lamar Jackson, Cam, is back in the mix at Raven Camp. Of course, still no new deal for Lamar. He has heard some of the criticism, Cam, in the offseason about his game. Simply, he is blocking it all out. Here's Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I guess this is what comes with it, you know. When you're trying to be great, you know, you're trying to work your tail off, it's going to be negativity. But, you know, they hated Jesus, and I'm not Jesus, so I don't really worry about it.
Whoa. He's right. They did do that. We talked a little bit about the Ravens yesterday, Cam. I think that they're being maybe a little underlooked. You think that they're going to take a step back from the past couple of years. They did miss the playoffs last year after Lamar got hurt. 8, 10.5. You see, even though I think that they can win this division, Cam, I don't think I could play 10.5 over at plus 100.
10.5?
Big number.
Sorry, Carver.
Look at that number up there.
I got to leave.
10.5.
Ryan, Seattle, I'm done. I'm gone to the show. I got to go to the bank, take out a loan, and put down, like, 10K. Honest to God, if you give me 10.5, that would be one of my best.
10.5
wins for the Ravens? Come on, that can't be true. I saw 9.5. If it's 10.5, I'm in. Large amounts. Large.
10.5 minus 130 to the under. Cam running in to put it in right now as we go to break. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver Hyde, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. We've got more NFL later on. This day in sports history. They clamor for it on a Friday. Pharrell's birthday here on Coast to Coast. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Back for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High in for Scotty, and it is time. Everybody always waits for this day in sports history. Let's go. 1968, Reds pitcher George Culver no hits the Phillies. 1974, St. Louis Cardinals. Lou Brock steals his 700th base. 1983, Steve Garvey ends his NL record 1,207 consecutive game streak. Missed the second game of a doubleheader. Dislocated thumb. Bad scene there. 1986, New York jury rules the NFL violated antitrust laws. Awards the USFL $1 in damage. $1. That's it. 1988, Orioles trade Mike Boddicker to the Red Sox for Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling. 1988, pitcher Rick Sutcliffe steals home. First pitcher since Pascual Perez to do that. 1989, White Sox trade Harold Baines to the Rangers. Somehow he got in the Hall of Fame. 1989, Vince Coleman's record streak stopped at 50 straight stolen bags. 91, Yankee Stadium fans throw cups and blow-up dolls at Jose Canseco. Look out! 96, after suffering a heart attack a month before, Tommy Lasorda retires. Big record, 4 NL pennants and 2 World Series championships. 97, it must be Harold Baines Day. He got traded to the Orioles from the White Sox again. 2007, Tony Gwynn and Cal Ripken Jr. going to the Hall. 2008, Tim Donaghy, ex-NBA ref, sentenced to 15 months behind bars. 2008, Ichiro gets his combined 3,000th hit of his career. 2013, Jason Giambi, oldest player in MLB history to hit a walk-off homer. He did that for the Indians. 2018, Chipper Jones, Alan Trammell, Trevor Hoffman, Vladdy Guerrero, Jim Thome, and Jack Morris. Anybody else want to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame that day? 2021, the Yankees got Joey Gallo from the Rangers. And 1 year later, they're going to get rid of Joey Gallo because he is awful. There you go. That day in sports history on Ferrell Coast to Coast. We will come back. A lot to do in the final hour. More NFL. Lisi will be on. We'll keep an eye on the golf. And Mafia coming up next. We have him stepping in. Big fight tomorrow night in the UFC. More to do. We keep rolling Coast to Coast right after this.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.